The advanced estimate of the fourth quarter GDP shows steady growth at a slower 2.1%.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis, BEA, just released its advanced estimate of the U.S. economy's fourth quarter growth. And it showed a steady, albeit slower, growth rate of 2.1%, a significant drop from the first quarter's 3.1%. However, at the same rate as the third quarter. This, of course, an advanced estimate of the GDP, and there are two more revisions to come before it is in the book. U.S. economic growth in 2019 is accordingly estimated at 2.3%. A drop from 2018's 2.5%, which was itself a drop from 2017's 2.8%. It should be noted that the last full year U.S. economic growth reached or exceeded 3% was 2005. Last quarter's growth was mostly boosted by increases in personal consumption and federal government expenditures, while a strong 6.1% reduction in domestic investment, the third drop in a row, dampened the overall growth rate. There was also a small improvement in net exports, that is, exports minus imports. During the fourth quarter of last year, according to the BEA, it dropped from a negative $990 billion in the third quarter to a negative $902 billion, still more than $100 billion worse than what it was in 2016. We use gross domestic product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid 20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the internet. Back to the fourth quarter. According to the BEA, personal income increased by $149 billion in the fourth quarter, significantly less than $163 billion increase of the third quarter. The smaller increase reflects deceleration in properties income, personal transfer receipts, and personal dividend income. In 2019, personal income in current dollars rose by 4.5%. Adjusted for inflation, it comes close to a real increase of 2.2%, which is a respectable rate, however, still slower than 2018's 3.4%. The part of personal income that we can spend is called disposable income, and that is income after tax. On a per capita basis, it rose by 2.5%, adjusted for inflation, again much slower than its 2018 counterpart. Federal government's expenditures rose by more than 5% last year, and that did give a boost to the rest of the economy. However, there was a cost. There is always a cost. Deficit in 2019 rose to almost $1 trillion, almost twice what it was in 2016. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.